Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grayson Meyer with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's new favourite fossil is announced. Mutaburosaurus lendoni has been voted in as Queensland's newest fossil emblem via public poll. Queensland Parliament confirmed this decision yesterday with the passing of the Emblems of Queensland and Other Legislation Amendment Bill 2023. Discovered near Mutaburra in 1963, the 7-metre-long fossil was the first dinosaur in Australia to be cast, mounted and replicated. It is the state's first fossil emblem. Tourism Minister Stirling Hinchliffe says the announcement strengthens Outback Queensland's potential position as the paleo capital of the Southern Hemisphere.
Researchers are using AI to identify wildlife sounds. QUT and Google Australia are launching a search engine to analyse and identify sounds to track where animals end up after bushfires and natural disasters. The database contains millions of hours of audio collected by the Australian Acoustics Observatory, with recording devices set up at 360 sites across the country. Researchers are using Google AI and audio recognition technology to comb through 300 years' worth of audio data collected.
In national news, judge rules in favour of Nine Entertainment in Ben Robert Smith defamation case. The long-running defamation case concerns the network's reporting on allegations Mr. Robert Smith committed war crimes in Afghanistan. On Tuesday, Mr. Robert Smith was ordered to pay the Nine network's legal costs on an indemnity basis. The case, which began in 2018, took 110 days to hear. Mr. Robert Smith will appeal the decision in the federal court in February.
The Victorian government and the Greens strike a deal on the vacant home tax in the hopes to make housing more available in the state. Under the current law, properties in 16 Melbourne councils left unoccupied for more than 6 months incur a 1% charge on the total property value. The Victorian government will pass reforms on the vacant home tax as the Greens push for a 1% increase on the tax for each consecutive year the property is left vacant. The reforms will also be expanded statewide. According to the Victorian Greens leader, Samantha Ratnam, these reforms could free up around 5,000 properties in the state, helping drive down rental prices.
In international news, Hamas has released 12 more hostages, with Israel expected to release 30. On the fifth day of the military pause, Hamas released 10 Israeli citizens and 2 foreign nationals. Confirmed by the Israeli military to be in the care of their special forces, the hostages were among 240 seized during a raid on October 7th. It has been confirmed that more than 15,000 people have been killed, almost half of them children, during the Israeli onslaught on Hamas-ruled territory, says Gaza health authorities. Citizens like Abu Shamala are using the pause to return home and bury the dead that they can reach. Many victims remain buried under rubble.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower or two. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.